Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Now we have the ability as man to go into the Holy of Holies and prosper after the counsel of God. See, before Jesus came, there was no real prosperity. You know, it was offering that bullock every year. It was the same thing. It was just maintaining atonement, relationship with God, just maintaining. But after Jesus came, he opened up the veil to get back to the blessed life. All right? Now, the blessed life is what we call the Zoe life. The Zoe life, Z-O-E, the Zoe life. It's an amazing. I'm going to give you a definition. I gave these two definitions early, and I'm going to go through them real quick, so you have to get the CD if you can't copy them real fast. The Zoe life is a life referring to the principle of life in the spirit and soul. It expresses all the highest. Remember the highest? The high life. It expresses the highest and best Christ is and which he gives unto the saints. The Zoe life is the highest blessedness of the creature. It just don't get any better than that. Remember the beer commercial? It don't get any better than that. They're lying. It don't get any better than the Zoe life. See, that's what Christ died and resurrected for, to redeem us, not just to hang in there till Jesus comes, you know, and just suffer on through. No, He redeemed us to the Zoe life. Now, he said in John, get that for me, John 10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes not but for to steal. Anytime the devil comes, he's coming to steal something. And to kill, he's coming to kill something. He's a joy killer. And to destroy. Jesus says, I am come that they, that's you and me, might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Somebody say more life.
More life.
Come on, say it, more abundantly.
More abundantly.
Now, here's an interesting word, the word abundant, or the phrase abundant life. Now, you got to catch this. It means better in quality and quantity, exceptional, being more than expected, superior, remarkable, more than is needed, extraordinary, unusual, uncommon, giving an advantage to. This is a promise from God, an abundant life. I'll say that one more time. Abundant life means better in quality. You want to live a higher life? Better in quality and quantity. Exceptional, being more than expected, superior, remarkable, more than is needed, extraordinary, unusual, uncommon, giving an advantage to. How many of us want to be advantaged? I don't know, it's only some of y'all raise your hand, but everybody wants an edge. Anybody in their right mind, I mean, it's our nature. We have a nature to dominate. It's just that people have the wrong focus. They're trying to dominate people. But all of us want to dominate life. Amen. All of us want the best that life has to offer us. If you don't, something's wrong with you. Because God wired you that way. When he created the man, he said, have dominion. We created you in our image and after our likeness. Now give them dominion. We don't want money ruling us. We want to rule money. Amen. I said, money is ruling too many people. Either the lack thereof or the love of it is driving people. But we want to be in a position where we dominate money. After all, money is just paper or gold or silver, and it's taken from the earth. And the Lord said, give man dominion over the earth. That car you drive is rubber, steel, and that kind of stuff, but it's taken from the earth. Why not dominate it instead of it dominating you? everything has been given us to dominate, to have dominion over. Now, prosperity begins, now listen, true prosperity begins with a divine reference point. I'm telling you, you get your mind on money, and eventually spirit's going to attach themselves to you. That's why you have to be made in the furnace, in the crucible, to prosper in God. You must learn to find your life, your soul prospering as it lives in God. How many prospered and then turned from God? Let me show you something real quick. I think it was Wednesday night too. David prepared to build a temple. Excuse me. But the Lord would not allow him to because there was blood on his hands. He's a warrior. But he said, I'll have Solomon to build it. David accumulated in excess of $21 billion, if you were to equate it to today's economy and finance, $21 billion he had to build the temple. I want to show you something here. Now, Solomon, when he became king after the death of his father, David, when he became king, what was tradition was that the king was to offer a bullock. Just a bullock. Somebody say a bull. Solomon offered 1,000 bullocks. Can you imagine the priests that had to slay them and barbecue them? And he offered 1,000 of them. That showed God Solomon's heart. Now, right after that, the Lord came to Solomon in a dream. And he said, ask what you will, and it'll be given to you. The prerequisite to God coming to him and opening that way for wisdom and knowledge and riches and wealth was the largeness of Solomon's heart. I think it was Wednesday night I talked to that stingy spirit. See, when we live and move and have our being in God, we are not stingy. Well, it's getting heavy on the right, on the left, in the back, in the front. Matter of fact, when we are truly moving in the Spirit of God, we are current. Things flow through us easily, and we are liberal givers. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about time and encouragement and compliment and loving people and all those things because we have an abundant life. But when we're not, when we don't have that abundant life, we're stingy and guarded, insecure. Heard somebody say Jesus. All those things, we are. So we want to, again, go back to prospering as our soul lives in God. When you live in God, you know what? The Lord will test you with your giving. Even your tithe and offering. When we get into our message on all of that, generosity and that, you know, tithe is a tenth. The number 10 always means testing. And while we don't see a whole lot of real defined clarity about tithing in the New Testament, is God is testing you. He spoke about it in Malachi. And then he said, after he said that, he said, I'm God and I change not. And now we see it here and there. You have to dig and see it here and there in the New Testament, but God test you. He said, prove me. That's the only place God says to prove him. Amen. To see if you will obey, if you will believe, if you will trust him. But a good, I forget what percentage of the church globally tithes. Not much. But if we are going to prosper, our soul has to live in God. Okay? Prosperity begins with a divine reference point. It's prosperity. Is not about, even though a fruit of it can be an increased bank account, it's not about a bank account. Prosperity is about developing your soul. You see, your soul has to be developed before your external world starts to change. And this is where people miss it. They think just working harder and accumulating stuff is it. It's not it. It's the inner man that has to change. It's the transformation on the inside. You got to become rich inside. You got to get rid of the poor mouth and the poor mindedness. The devil wants to keep you on lock there so that you don't even have enough for yourself. How are you going to help someone else? How are you going to be a light to someone else? Who wants to serve a God that can't take care of you? Can't deliver you? Can't bless you? Can't help you? Always begging them. And talking about, come on, go to church with me. No, no thanks. Here, take the $5. That's okay. It might have been a time where you needed it. I'm not mocking the poor. You know, he that giveth unto the poor gives unto his maker. You lend unto God. God has a lot of times we kick poor people to the side. God puts them in his bosom. And we have to understand that the poor will have with us always. But that don't mean that you remain poor. God wants to advance you. Everything about God is increase. And I don't mean greed. I mean it comes over time. It comes through living in him. You cannot live in God and serve God and not prosper. He will teach your hands how to profit. God's not going to leave you ignorant and dumb and broke and busted and in the dark. He brought you into light. Everything about God is increase. Everything about God is blessed. Everything about God is moving, expanding, advancing, enlarging. That's the God we serve. Tradition will block you. That old wineskin will block you. How people used to think. But see, they thought along with the times. In the Depression, they thought depressed. But there were people that were prospering in the Depression. Amen. In times of war, they were afraid. But there were people that were protected even in war. Anybody through any generation that truly trusted God and moved and lived and had their being in God came through, amen, with flying colors. You won't hear it on CNN. You won't hear it on Fox. You won't hear it on the news. They don't broadcast stuff like this. They tell you everything wrong, everything going down, what's not right, all the division of that. But in God, there's a whole nother kingdom, a whole nother dimension. Are you hearing me? And we can live in that while we are here on this earth. It's not reserved for the sweet by and by. What Jesus did is for us now. Yes, there's glory, there's honor in the sweet by and by too, but it's for us now. Now faith. Somebody say now faith. He restored the ability for us to prosper, not to just maintain, but to prosper in God. Are you ready to prosper? Everybody's not ready. Are we all ready to prosper? I'm ready. Amen. Your soul is the place of your divine appointment, your prophetic destiny.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.